Poetry is motion. Poetry is emotion. Poetry is he-motion. Poetry is her-motion. Poetry is hurt-motion. Poetry is heart-motion. Poetry as a notion. Poetry was an ocean. Poetry is.
Hello, everybody. I'm Stephen Pitters, and welcome to the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Folks, you know who you are and you know who I am, so you know it is time for you to reset and enjoy the poetry, prose, and music here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. This is Thin Air Community Radio, and we are on the stream at www.kyrs.org, where the young, the old, and the in-between gather to share their thoughts and emotions. My special guest today is the poet Jake Weiss. Jake, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here, Mr. Pitters. Delighted to see what happens.
All right. As you know, the mission of the Spokane Home Poetry Program is to make available to poets, prose writers, and others the opportunity to share their literary works and musical skills. But Jake, guess what? It's time for the Thank You Minute. So is there anyone that you would like to give a shout out to?
So much thanks. I'm excited to thank everyone who's been around me for the journey and to watch where it takes me. Most importantly, I think one of my closest people is my friend, my true brother, Tuan Simultaneous. I'm overjoyed to be a part of his book, Cold Summer, which y'all can check out on Amazon or directly to him. Also, the people who got me really started are my brothers, Austin Fricke and Chris Kellier. I really appreciate them as friends because they brought me back into the poetry scene after doing music several years back. And I'm just excited to be here, really.
All right. Well, I'm just going to do a shout out to my good buddy, Bernie in Connecticut, and my other good friend down in San Antonio, Betty, as well as my good friend Ellen in New York. All right, that having been said, I'm going to read a piece that I've been working on, and then we're going to turn the show over to our special guest, Jake Weiss. This piece is called Not Enough Love. Death is a business that never fails to go out of business. It doesn't go bankrupt or belly up. It doesn't lose one's attention, but rather gains compound interest for us as time fleeting contracts a deeper meaning and the more remorseful accord we come to accept and equally deplore. We become like the soldier who shoulders the weight of hate and pain, excavating the measure beneath his breastplate. The previously titanic feelings of love that had carried him through the powderhouse of hell's rampaging demand and allowed him to dodge rapid-firing bullets, bombs exploding overhead, behind his back, and close enough to make him pray for just another day of sunshine instead of ingesting terminal oblivion. None of these hair-raising, half-hearted attempts were more deadly than the imagined sound written on paper by her voice that could destroy for him his sense of reason to continue what his birth hoped to extend. Dear John, the letter began. John, the letter ended with, I am sorry. Those three words blanketed the moon, the sun, and the stars. Her face and sound was that of a miraculous seraphim. Her face and sound now closed the gates of his heaven like a brutal shot that made him know the discomfort of a hollow row below an unquestioning marble maker marker inscribed with a sad philosophical statement, he died from the love that lied. If you are just tuning in, this is the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Folks, now it is time for you to sit back and listen to what Jake Weiss, the poet, has to share with us. Jake, it's now your show.
All right. Beautiful poem, lovely poem. I love that movie, by the way. excited to be here and share more of my work, too. You can check me out on my Instagram at weekinprofit. Also, I host the monthly Buzzword every other month along with Twan Simultaneous. And now I'll read for you what's called Imagine. Imagine. I can generally do anything of which I may imagine. Go, learn that everyone, learn about each other and yourselves. And that's Imagine.
Well, I guess we're going to have to imagine. Okay, Jake, tell me a little bit about, you know, how you got started, you know, writing poetry.
Oh, how I got started? Well, ever since I can remember, I've dabbled back and forth in writing. I've had multiple teachers tell me to do honors, literature, other sorts of things. And my first ventures I remember was in about first grade, just writing in a little journal, and it was pretty cool. And then the last few years here, I've really gotten back into writing. Originally, I was doing music professionally after high school and started realizing that I'm more of a writer than I am of a musician. After listening to multiple times throughout Jack Johnson album by album, he's mainly one of my most inspirational people as far as a songwriter goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, proceed.
All right, now I'm going to read something that I'd like to dedicate to the Longinati family. Unfortunately, one of the members passed this year. What a beautiful, beautiful creature. Very, very, very enamored with him and glad to have known. Birth, death, rebirth. Never wanted was death's, yet rebirth always yearned by yesterday's flesh mind, and as for tomorrow's love cries to scenery fulfilling sweet nectar paradise, onwards I lead, roll the dice daily with glee. Jordan Longinati was a man I once knew. He touched so very many souls and minds in the years which walked he through these parts of such an imperfect galaxy. Ever so enamored by the calamity and diligence as well as care for others, I had seen projected time and time again. So beautiful is the presence surrounding us all, as continues his love through the grave. I'd say he is missed, and yes, physically may be he. However, we know he has been with us all. In loving memory of Jordan Longinati and care for all connected.
Ooh, a great teacher, he sounds like.
Very beautiful. Younger than me, but wise beyond anyone's years I've known. Mm-hmm. Kinder than many, many people I've known. Brushing shoulders with anyone who cares to.
Now you say younger than you. How old are you?
I am going to be a quarter century, April 6th next year in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So that's 25 next year.
All right. Well, I remember 25. It was a fun time.
Oh, man. Hey, what year isn't a fun time, man, if you're living?
That's the point. If you're living. was a movie I saw where the one of the characters said, it's better to be on the earth instead of in it.
Yeah.
I don't know, something like that. So you also mentioned a little bit about, you know, you were into music.
Mm-hmm.
What type of instruments did you play?
Originally I played through a lot of, quite a bit of jazz, really. Jazz trombonist is what I originally was. Then throughout the years, I picked up guitar, picked up harmonica, picked up vocals, picked up keys, picked up drum set. I actually ended up playing a little bit of metal for a while for a band, just like my rhythm, so I learned drum set for them. Mm-hmm. So I've dabbled quite a bit throughout that. After high school and in high school a little bit, I gigged for about 5 years or so until I put it down for a full-time job at a foundry, which I don't know if I'd do that again. I also went to school and definitely wasn't the best choice for me. I learned less in that year of school than I did playing around Spokane with the beautiful, beautiful musicians there are in Spokane. How many beautiful musicians. Yeah. I can't even express how many.
That's the thing I found out. That means Spokane has become quite the mecca for music. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. And it's like really great. Are you from Spokane or just, you know, where are you from?
Well, I was born in Spokane, and I'd like to say I'm from Spokane, but the truth is I was raised on the plateau right next door from Cheney, Washington. However, I've been in Spokane the last few years here, so I'd still say I'm from Spokane. It's my stomping grounds. It's where I adventure to the most.
Okay, well, hey, your show, let's hear some more of your quality work.
Of course, of course. Light worker, dark worker. The strength and vitality required for sustained physical or mental activity. Vitality, vigor, life, liveliness, animation, vivacity, spirit, spiritedness, verve, enthusiasm, zest, vibrancy, spark, sparkle, effervescence, ebullience, exuberance, buoyancy, sprightliness, strength, stamina, forcefulness, power, dynamism, drive, fire, passion, adore, zeal, informal, zip, zing, pep, pizzazz, punch, bounce, oomph, moxie, mojo, go, get up and go, go, vim and vigor, vestfulness. A good night's sleep will restore their energy. Lightworker, dark worker. 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 Into the dark, bringing forth delight, spritzing about sweet winter light. Inhaled for strength, exhaling to heal. Balance is key, never burst seal. Open up higher, ascension of all. Growing and changing, standing so tall. I've seen the mountain laughing away rain, ready for kindness, ready for pain. Anything bold to be in way, never will stop, only shall decay. Breath like lightning fire, lungs warm and orange, pure fire, wholesome. Light worker, dark worker, light worker, dark worker, light worker, dark worker, light worker, dark worker. Choosing to be both, I say both. Heaving heavily indeed, evermore at full velocity, forevermore, always light speed, manifestation of dreams. Planting in between, vibration so merely merry and sprouting indeed, evermore with such sweet grace, forevermore in every which place. Light worker, dark worker, light worker, dark worker, light worker, dark worker, light worker, and dark worker.
Whew. Feel like I'm definitely moving this up and down and up and down. How did you come by your particular style or your voice?
Oh, my voice is but what I say. That's all it is. I write down words and they come out of my brain, through my brain maybe, I don't know. Sometimes I interpret from other sources. I don't believe anything is created within. However, I believe the way we perceive everything comes through us. And kind of what, it's actually a very good question pertaining to this poem, because this poem really relates well to what you're asking. Mm-hmm. And I believe we all have a form of light worker and dark worker within us, as far as how energy flows through us. And it's all about manifestation and choosing to be who you are and who you want around and what you want around.
Now, do you remember where you were when you created that piece?
Hmm.
I always ask this question because we each, write in our own way. And, I know personally, in the number of books I've written, some books I wrote at nighttime.
Yeah.
Some in the morning, some in the middle of the day, some really in the wee hours of the morning when the ideas was floating. But can you remember, where you were when you put that piece together?
Yes. I was looking across from Madison Street apartments there. I was looking across Spokane, seeing all the marvelous scenery on the horizon across the Fox Theater and everything. And I was coming down from after dancing about 5 to 6 hours around a candle with my shadows. And it was such a beautiful experience. And I just, I feel like I flow so much more with my body. I understand so much more about myself now. I'm all about yoga and meditation and stuff. So really came from being super centered after multiple concepts had been coming flying through my head over the course of hours, yeah.
Very philosophical.
Thank you.
Well, folks, we're going to step off to the side and let you know that this is the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. And remember, we're on the stream at www.kyrs.org. And if you would like to be a guest, all you have to do is give us a call at 509-747-307 or go on the stream at www.kyrs. Find the Spokane Open Poetry Program on the Thin Air website under the list of programming. Dash me off an email. I'll get back in touch with you. And you too can be in the studio here like Jake Wife is and share your wealth of emotions and your quality instrumentations if you happen to be a musician and so forth. But now let's get back to the works of Jake Weiss. Jake, back to you.
All right. Coming at you with another one here, Stephen. Ghosts. Frozen desert. Coyotes howling towards the moon. Evaporated clouds of care puffing. Colors of pastel hues laid across the outlines. I'm dealing with ghosts of which nobody knows, not even I can recognize all the cries. A chair floats in a room, window shade shutter and shutter, as the pedestals slide and scutter. Still standing stronger than ever before now, but even spirits grow strength evermore. Tombstones cast shadows from moonlight on a full moon's eve, as shadows dance round and round and about, and creatures stirring with glee. No matter the obstacles, past will get eye for an obstacle, 'tis an obstacle and nothing more. Ghosts, ghosts, ghosts. Ooh.
Ghosts. Ooh. You know, I'm listening to the piece. I start thinking of those like horror movies. You know, where you're like, okay, what's gonna jump up and bite me or whatever it is, scare me to out of my wits.
I don't know, man. I believe the only thing that's scary to me is the unknown, and even then, it's not scary because I'm such a discoverer. Mm-hmm. But I do understand the fears.
So do you have any plans where you're going to be, you know, going or what you're going to be doing, you know, next couple of months?
Next couple of months is always a plan to be writing, that's for certain. Mm-hmm. And adventuring as much as I can, meeting new people. If you're interested in collaborating, talking to me, hit me up about it, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you have the site that the folks can...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I believe the best way to contact me is through my Instagram currently, which is at WeekendProphet, WeekendProphet, like the Weekend Prophet is generally spelled. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Just shoot me a message.
Okay. We have Jake Weiss in the studio, and he is definitely regaling us with the quality and of his works and imagination. So we'll just step back and let him keep going.
Thank you, Mr. Bitters. Sweet flakes of joy. Friends are found, but all around, unexpectedly so. Paths they cross up and down, intentionally so. Falls the snow, flakes of joy, I see now sweet grace in thick air. Feeling deep down, sweet love is found, as I learned that eve of the care. Stillness and rhythm, glowing like a bulb, crimson and pink brush, silver draped silk hair. Friends are found, but all around, unexpectedly so. Paths they cross, up and down, intentionally so. I've missed the bus I intended to forget, even though I had intended not to miss it, for the purpose of letting her sleep. But she already sleeps, and it gives me a chance to write and be. Never have I felt so centered during stillness with another. Ah, yes, remember, when asked to meditate that day, I said, most certainly, I'd love to. For no one has asked of such sweet connection before, even though priorly I've asked 100, if not more. Ah, yes, but remember, different is those who decided to be. Different we choose to implore, excitedly. I think of all the energy I yet to give as a future tense, and in now time we simply rhyme to growth of one another's journey. Marvelous indeed, whilst daily planting seeds, to grow and to change into fruits of exchange. I love you, everyone, all with flaws and sharpened claws, especially those persistently changing. And remember, remember, friends are found, but all around, unexpectedly so. Paths they cross, up and down, intentionally so.
No one has asked for such sweet connections and such. Nice piece.
Thank you.
One of the things that we always do, borrow.
Yeah, of course, borrow away.
It's a great piece.
They're not my words, just words that came through me.
Well, it is the nature of when you sit down to write a piece, and one thing he says is like, the poem takes off and goes in its own direction. You know, you just kind of roll with the mm-hmm. idea and it just keeps moving along. And, mm-hmm. and but it's usually after you're done and you come back the following day, it's like, okay, where did this come from? You know, where am I going? And you start just seeing more and adding more meat to the bones, so to speak.
Oh, yes, yeah. That one has quite a bit of meat in the bones there.
Yeah, oh, yes, without a doubt. Have you published any work, like books, things? You mentioned some collaborations. Mm-hmm.
I've, to my knowledge, mm-hmm. I have no published writing yet. However, I'm very intrigued and interested. If anybody is willing to talk to me about any publishing, I also plan on self-publishing eventually. I have quite a bit of work I'm working on. I'm working on several different books, but that information is yet to be said. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so the closest thing to publishing, I'm actually a published illustrator as of December 1st, 2017, which is in the book Cold Summer, written by Twan Simultaneous, and the other illustrator was Violet Green. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful, marvelous, marvelous text by him, and it's, I assume it's going to be for sale for quite a while, and mm-hmm. hopefully he'll pump out several more copies. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Great, great, great. And I find that's an interesting thing to do in terms of collaborating with different mediums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have several mediums that I work into, yes. Uh-huh.
All right, well, you're doing the poetry. Let's get back to the poetry here.
All right, sounds good, sounds good. This one I wrote clear back in December 15th, 2013, and I pulled it up from an old journal I had. Open your eyes. Open your eyes, he hurts you inside, trying so hard, almost with lies. I sit and watch you become petrified, petrified. Open your ears and hear what I see. Understand what I feel is for you and not me. But you have to choose to see and believe. How far is a leap if one is deceived? He can't stay away, for you lead him on by singing sweetly your silent love songs. You don't know that it is wrong. And yes, well, I don't know who may be wrong anyhow, too, see? I wish you could see and feel love that will heal instead of kindness and fake spoil that they appeal. If this continues, you may never heal up to feel the zest and sweet zinging zeal of a love which most certainly appeals. You feel? Yeah, you feel? It's not because I wanted you. Merely just how I feel seeing a sad soul on this earth makes everything real. And if I could help the scars, yes, wounds which they may start to seal. Imagine, oh then, how one could feel, start to see growth in depth, taking it step by step, left foot right, and then on roll bright, because everything is truly real if only in sight.
Mm-mm. If only in sight.
If only in sight, yes. Manifest, manifest, everybody.
All right, all right. You're just rolling along here. Now, you mentioned early on in the show about, you know, school. Now, what high school did you go to around here?
Ah, but what is school, Mr. Pitters? Mm-hmm. What is school? I go to school every single day. Every single day I wake up, celebrate life, and learn. That's what I do.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right. But yes, yeah, so I'll disclose some information. I'm actually graduated from Cheney High School.
Go Cheney.
Lovely Cheney High School, yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All right, so you're from the Cheney area.
Okay, yes, and right. I did end up going back to EWU for a year for music.
All right, okay, you're rolling. We have about 3 minutes to go.
Cool, all right. So I got melodic memories coming up at you, and then I got one more after that.
All right,
that sound?
Let's make it happen.
Melodic memories. Lightning bolts, thunder roars, earth it quakes as owl sweetly soars. Children, oh people, it's hard to believe, mountain has nectar, hot spring energy. Climb, yes, will we, descent up and free, feeling ourselves most self as we be, learning to sharing, sweet honey and tea, sipping up dripping, peppermint indeed, showing the care so don't need to read, given the chances, axis so very bold, feeling all heed. December, the sky decided, the sky opened up one day, screamed to earth, smile, love, and play, singing melodically away.
Melodically away. When we're getting there. Let me just jump in quickly here.
Sounds
before
good.
We tighten this thing up. When you go to the Spokane, should say the KYRS, website, you will see a few things, many things as a matter of fact. One thing is the front of a red car, and it says donate your car, truck, or boat, and that is easy. All you need to do is call us at 855-597-7227, and what we will arrange to pick it up, and what you get is a tax receipt for your effort. So call us at 855-597-7227 to arrange that free pickup. So we have one more piece by Jake Weiss, and we'll close the show for today. Jake?
All right, and to send you off, just so you'll know, you can catch me at open mics around town and as well as the Buzzword month to month. And yeah, so I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me, Stephen Pitters. And here's one more for you from Weekend Profit, at Weekend Profit on Instagram. Thank you. Figure of passion. Shape, texture, contrast. Shape, texture, contrast. Figure hole hi-hats. Shadow city sleeping, wake up busy buzzing, makeup falling fussing, fusion modern rustic, vintage soul eruption, practice full concentration, empty cold production.
Empty cold, all right.
Empty cold production, manifest everybody. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's been our pleasure to have Jake Weiss on the show today, and hope that he'll provide us with some more of his works later on as we go along. So for Jake Weiss, I'm Stephen Pitters, your host for the Spokane Open Poetry Program at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Remember, we're on the stream at www.kyrs.org. Jake, it's been fun.
It's been a pleasure having me, man.
And for Jake and I, it's time for us to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And we are out of here.